You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate Lochte and MSU Associate Professor of Music, Amy Aquan. Amy, welcome back to Sounds Good.
Thank you for having me here today.
We're here because there's more great music coming up, live music, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. in the historic Lovett Auditorium. Amy, tell me about it.
This is our concert choir concert. The concert choir is the premier choral ensemble on campus. They are auditioned. There are 44 members, mixed group, men and women. And we're going to do a fantastic concert for you. This is the first part of it is going to feature E.E. Cummings poetry set by two different American composers. So American poetry, American composers. The next set will be Bernstein's music for the American stage, and it will have selections from our favorites like West Side Story and Candide. And then we're going to close the program with a spiritual by Moses Hogan.
How did you happen to latch on to E.E. Cummings?
The E.E. Cummings poetry has always fascinated me. I'm a big fan of poetry, and as a choral musician, we really deal with poetry as part of our job with the music. We always have to work with the poetry. And the E.E. Cummings poetry set by this composer, Jack Redford, was actually my dissertation topic. And it was quite a bit of fun. The composer, Jack Redford, lives in Los Angeles, and he's a film composer by day. So his music is for general audiences for the most part. And then he has this incredible career writing this beautiful art choral music at night, so to speak. And so I keep encouraging him to write more of this choral music, but his job by day is film scoring and orchestration. So he does quite a bit of orchestration work. If you watched Avatar, the movie, he did a good bit of the orchestration on that movie. He actually conducted the performance of Adele's song Skyfall that won the Best Song Oscar.
So can you hear that? Can you hear that in his art music?
In his, yeah, you do. You do. He has an intuitive touch about music. So he makes quite a few intellectual decisions. I mean, he crafts the music, but he just follows his intuition where the poetry is concerned. He studies the poetry a great deal, and it's obvious with the E.E. Cummings poetry. He studied them, and he found the poems that he really wanted to develop. He found the themes. The poems are Love is the Every Only God, the ones that we're going to do, Love is the Every Only God, Now That, More Nearest, and Silently, and they're all, they surround the theme of love, of course. Love is the every only God. Also the motives of timelessness, Now That, More Nearest Than Your Fate, talks about timelessness and how you can have a sense of, how can you measure time? How can you measure a kiss? How can you, there are some things in the world that are just unmeasurable. And so that's the second of the grouping that we're going to do. And the last one is called Silently, and I don't think there exists a more romantic poem. And not many people know this poem. It's just stunning. One of the lines says, "You are my sun, my moon, my all, my stars." How beautiful is that?
I'm going to steal that.
I know. It's beautiful. Yeah. And when we sing it, you know, it just, he sets it in a beautiful way. Yeah. Line number one. I love that. So if I hear some gal say, some guy told me the nicest thing. Yeah, it is. It's just beautiful, beautiful music. But again, Jack is a film composer. So he really takes the poetry and sets it in a way that I think most people can really approach, though it is incredibly hard. There are moments where it is melodically challenging, where it really is a little atonal. And then you'll find yourself firmly planted in tonality, and then it just feels like it's at home. So there's a great use of modality, and he just uses every tool at his hand, which is very similar to the way that E.E. Cummings writes his poetry. They're very visual poems. He leaves out space to give you this sense of immediacy, like things are all happening at the same time. And Jack does the same thing with the music. So it's just a real treat. The concert choir has had a great time performing these rehearsing these, and we just can't wait to perform them. And then the Bernstein, we had the opportunity to perform in Paducah this past Sunday for the Made in America concert that we did with the Paducah Symphony Orchestra. So those are fantastic and were received very well there. And, of course, Moses Hogan spirituals, a wonderful close to the concert.
And It's at 3:30 p.m.
3:30 p.m. in Lovett Auditorium.
This Sunday.
This Sunday, yes.
No charge.
No charge.
Plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking, yes.
Okay.
So front row seating. Lovett's
be
big.
Square. And you're also interested in voices.
Yes, yes. So we, of course, we have premier ensembles like the concert choir, and our Murray State ensembles are all fantastic. But another aspect of music is gathering musicians from our community. There are so many fantastic musicians in our community. Many of them played instruments. Many of them sang. Many of them played instruments and really don't want to pick up that instrument again because they're afraid of what it will sound like now. So many of those folks will hop on over and sing with us. We have an ensemble for community and students. It's called the Murray Choral Society, and this is going to be our fourth semester performing with the Murray Choral Society. So we had a great year last year. We came back and prepared a holiday program this past semester. We had 80 members of that ensemble, mostly community. What an achievement in a community as small, really, as Murray. It's just fantastic how many people we have who are musical and who want to be part of this. So the model is that we just have between 8 and 10 rehearsals and a performance. So it doesn't take over your life. You know, you can just jump in and have this experience and not have to commit every waking hour to it. So we rehearse on Monday evenings from 6 to 7:30, and we'll begin our rehearsals again on March 10th. And prepare for a concert on May 2nd. So our holiday concert we weren't able to perform it. Of course, we've had, you know, this crazy weather, blizzard conditions. You know, we've just been having such an unusual year as far as weather is concerned. We were not able, due to the ice, to have our concert, our holiday concert. So we're really, really looking forward to having this concert. So we'd like to see as many people come out for it as we can. To become a member, you just need to contact me at aaucoin at murraystate.edu. You can find me on the music department website or call our secretary, Mary. She will direct you to me. And we just need to set up a quick hearing of your voice. And this isn't, you don't have to sing Puccini for me. I mean, unless you want to, I'll listen. But I mean, it would just be very simple, some warm-ups, you know, just so that I can place your voice in the ensemble so that we have a nice balance of sopranos to altos or tenors to basses. So we would want to set that up soon. So contact me as soon as you can. And we're shooting for a concert on May 2nd at 7:30. If you don't participate, please come out and really support us in providing this choral music for our community.
You'll be back.
Yeah.
Amy Aquin, thank you for taking time with us today. And
thank
y'all
you.
Go out and hear this concert. Sunday, 3:30, the concert choir of Murray State University performs in historic Lovett Auditorium.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Amy.